New York is famous among birdwatchers. Hundreds of species, both common and rare, pass through the city during the spring and fall migrations. In recent weeks, we have looked at the migration from a variety of perspectives and locations. This week's story takes place on an island neighborhood in Jamaica Bay, known as Broad Channel. It's a tale of woe, told by reporter Brad Klein.
Please, call me Ishmael. In fact, the opening lines of Moby Dick apply almost perfectly to my own story. Listen. Some days ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would take the subway and see the watery part of the world. Whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, I count it high time to get to the sea and go bird watching. I changed a few words, but it was this sentiment that propelled me on Wednesday to take the A train to Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge. It is hands down the best and wildest place you can get to by subway. And if you haven't been there, go soon.
It's there, it's there. Yellow warbler is still at the top of that pine.
Oh, there it is.
Now if we're real quiet.
That's Kathy Krause, a diminutive ranger who knows a lot about the flora and fauna of Jamaica Bay. She's showing a yellow warbler to a group of sixth graders.
Now these warblers, they're all tiny. There's about 20 different species of them. And you have to look very carefully.
A few short months ago, I was a beginner like these kids, and the sight of a yellow warbler kept me riveted to my binoculars. But now, with over 110 bird species on my New York City life list, I wanted to come back from Jamaica Bay with something that would impress the other bird watchers, the cuckoo, or maybe the elusive hooded warbler. And as in so many stories, it was this fatal pride that led to my downfall. It happened in the South Garden. Suddenly, a strange bird appeared, one I had neither seen nor read about. A bright yellow head, black body and wings, small patches of black around the eyes. I got a good look at it before it flew, and when I opened my Peterson's guide, it was obvious, the yellow-headed blackbird. I didn't think much about it until that afternoon. Ranger Krause broke the news to me gently.
It would be a good bird to get this time of year. Very exciting. But not common at all. I don't know of anybody else that has spotted them.
It turns out that the yellow-headed blackbird would be a good bird 1,000 miles from here. In New York, at this time of year, it is so rare as to be nearly impossible. I might as well have seen a unicorn.
You might be the lucky one today and have had that bird. That would be very exciting.
No. Lucky, for a beginner like me, would have been seeing an uncommon bird known to be in the area. But this, if I breathed a word of this to anyone, I would simply be laughed at. I wanted to see the cuckoo, not be the cuckoo. And now I was obsessed. I searched for the rest of the day until sunburned and covered with mosquito bites, I went home. Which leaves me with a potential lifetime of doubt and two pressing decisions. Do I report the sighting to other birdwatchers, and do I count this bird on my own life list? No. And no. Until I find this bird again, or someone else does, it is too good for even me to believe. And I saw it. In Moby Dick, Ahab gathers the crew and nails a doubloon to the mast and says, "Whosoever of ye raises me a white-headed whale, he shall have this gold ounce, my boys." I say, "Bring me the yellow-headed blackbird and share in the glory." On a tempest-tossed sea of my own imagining, this is Brad Klein chasing birds for WNYC.